I get so many questions about what can I do in the rotten world we live in. Here's another one. If you have concluded that America will be a dictatorship in not too long a time, why did you choose to have a child who will presumably have to deal with this disaster? Well, I did discuss this issue with my wife at the time. We were both definitely concerned with this issue. But you have to realize we were thinking about this in the 80s, and to us, there was still a sizable life ahead before the worst would take place. And our attitude, to be frank, was we'll give our child 20 years of super happiness, and that'll be worth it to the child no matter what comes later. So we did it. I don't mean to suggest to you that, well, since it's later in the 80s, you shouldn't do it. You may as well ask the question then, if the future is that short, why shouldn't we all commit suicide and escape the disaster now? And the answer is because the disaster isn't here, because it's still possible. Yes, I do believe it is possible to prevent it. And there's a lot you can still get out of the world today, in productively, romantically, in terms of pleasure and happiness. Here's where I think the old ancient motto comes in. Carpe diem, seize the day. Now, we don't take that to mean be a hedonist and to hell with tomorrow, but you should say be a valuer and let one or two generations from now worry. Because I don't believe that the ultimate disaster is going to take place in shorter than a generation. Now, you know, I'm not omniscient, but I don't believe it.